I'm joined by Daniel Balint-Curti, who's a campaigner and African specialist with Global Witness. Daniel, it looks like we're seeing the last days of Laurent Gbagbo. Would you concur?
Yeah, that's what I think. We saw the news yesterday that the UN, supported by French troops, fired on at least five sites of controlled by Gbagbo and his loyalists. Now the rebels are advancing with 1,000 more troops. I've just seen the news, actually, that the rebels say they've taken the presidential palace itself. So the next question is, well, what happens to Gbagbo? Are they going to capture him, try to put him on trial or something? So it very much does look like this is the end, and the rebels are taking control. But, you know, we could still see another couple of days of fighting as the militias, put up a last stand.
But even if he goes, there's a potential for civil war here.
I think so, because Ivory Coast is a very, very divided society. If Ouattara takes power tomorrow, those divisions are not going to disappear. Furthermore, the fighting recently, where the rebels went from controlling the northern half of the country to virtually the entire country, will have seen a number of abuses by rebel forces. I think there could be details that will come to light. Not that I have any privy knowledge, but I think there could be further details of atrocities. It's very possible. And then we'll have to look at what comes out of this investigation into what happened in the western town of Jekue, where some people talk of 800 or 1,000 people being killed. Others talk of more like 200 or 300. And the two sides are blamed, and they're talking of mass graves. So that will have made the situation even more tense, and there will be a number of people wanting revenge for those killings. So I don't think the end of the story will not be when Ouattara takes power. There's going to be a lot of stuff to sort out afterwards, and possibly a lot of trouble to come.
What's the likely impact of French and UN involvement in this now?
Oh, I think one impact has been they've made a rebel victory much, much more likely. For example, they attacked the main munitions depot, which is absolutely key to the Gbagbo regime's survival, the munitions depot of Ekwedu. But politically, now even if Gbagbo is defeated, this could well have an impact, because Ouattara for very long has been painted as being backed by an international conspiracy, a kind of neo-colonialist conspiracy involving not just the French, but the UN and other powers. And now that the UN and the French together have attacked Gbagbo's most strategic sites, his supporters can say, look, it's true. See, it's proven that this really was an international conspiracy. So, even if Gbagbo's captured, that propaganda can continue, and we could still see further revolts from areas that support Gbagbo.
Global Witness campaigns on about the exploitation of natural resources. What are your specific concerns about Ivory Coast?
I have a number of concerns. I have all those concerns on the general level about what's happening in the conflict more widely. And as regards natural resources specifically, I think my concerns center around two areas. One is the land issue. A lot of the violence in Ivory Coast, including in that western area around Jekue, is all centered on people fighting over cocoa and coffee-rich land, and it's to do with who owns the land. Is it the indigenous groups or the groups of settler origin? That issue at some point needs to be addressed properly, and so far people have failed miserably in addressing it, including the international donors. And another issue is that of corruption. If we get to a situation where a government has managed to get some sort of stability and there's some sort of national unity, there needs to be a completely different approach to economic governance. That means much, much greater transparency over natural resources, particularly cocoa and coffee, which account for a huge proportion of foreign exchange earnings. So he said we need to see less corruption in the cocoa industry, and people need to be transparent about what they buy, how much money they pay the government, so that everyone can see that the industry is free of the corruption that's undermined the industry and the country for decades.
That's what you'd like to think it'll play out, just briefly to sum up.
I'm I'm unsure. It may well be that eventually Ouattara achieves some sort of government, some sort of stable government. It could take a while, even a couple of years or so. If he does manage to achieve some sort of stability, I think he would be open to putting into place a more transparent cocoa industry, a more transparent oil industry, because of his background as an economic reformer, as the number three in the IMF, a former economic czar during the 90s. I think he would be open to these ideas that are being adopted around the world and by other African countries. But, you know, first of all, we have to see what's going to happen as regards to the conflict.
Okay, Daniel. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Matthew.